Hello, friends, and welcome to the show. Well, we don't like to date stamp podcasts here on the HR Oxygen podcast, but since we are in unprecedented times, we're going to go ahead and do that. This morning, it is March the 24th. It is a Tuesday morning, and right now, the news is not good. And I'm hoping that we look back on this date a couple years from now and say, man, it sucked, but we got through it. And I firmly believe we will. But for right now, many of us are living with a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. You know, and just thinking back 3 months, some of you listening to this today are saying, boy, my life kind of sucked before that. I had a job that was stressful. I had issues going on at home. I had this dream of being my own boss, but nothing was clicking. And now we throw a pandemic right on top of it. You know, there is hope. And so right now, if you are the overwhelmed, overworked, and underappreciated HR professional, you might well be working from home. And that means that you may not have people barging in your office every 5 minutes like the old days, which means you may have some time to do some reflection. I believe our guest today is going to be very, very helpful for you as you're thinking about what to do. Our guest is Shannon Carlton. Now, Shannon is the author of Manifest Your Vision with Grace, Gratitude, and Growth. She's been helping women entrepreneurs get unstuck and create the life they desire with vision boards and accountability. She's been doing that for a number of years. Shannon has got an amazing backstory. She will tell us that in the interview. But what I want you to take from this right now is that you have zero excuses. Achieving the dream you've always wanted to achieve. If Shannon could do it, then I know you can do it as well. Shannon talks to us about living with this idea of a vision. She talks to us about how to achieve it. She goes through the tool of a vision board and talks about her retreats. And then she talks about the 3 G's in her book, which is grace, gratitude, and growth. It is a very inspirational interview, one of the best ones I think we've ever done. I took a lot out of it, and I know that you will as well. So let's quit talking about Shannon. Let's get there and talk to her. You know what to do. Take that personal item, put it under the seat in front of you, buckle up. It's time to take off.
Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
Shannon Carlton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. You were introduced to me by a mutual friend of ours that I just had a podcast with, and she said, you have to talk to my friend Shannon. She's got a great book, and she does some amazing things with these things called vision boards. So Shannon, I want to know what those are. I want to hear about the book, but most importantly, I want to hear how we can help the overwhelmed, overworked, and underappreciated HR professional really set a path for their own development and set some good goals for themselves. So before we get into those questions, Shannon, you have a very interesting background. You also have a business that you're working on, I guess, primarily. So tell us all about yourself.
Okay. So I am a single mom. I've been single for 10 years. And about 5 years ago, I took a giant leap of faith off of a very short cliff and decided to open a co-working space. And the way that I got there really was because I took a class that was a 7 week long course that really talks about your identity and destiny and kind of, you know, who you are as far as your personality, your values, your gifts, your talents, all those kinds of things. And then at the end, you really come up with your mission statement for your life. And what that looked like for me was to use the voice and tools God gave me to encourage, inspire, and change the world. And I worked for a very small publication at that point, selling advertising, and I had no idea what that meant for me or why, you know, I thought I could change the world. But as I did some more research and listened to some podcasts and things like that, I really believe that entrepreneurs change the world. They change their community. They change the environment. They, you know, disrupt systems. And how I could be a part of that was to open a co-working space. And so that's what I did. Bootstrapped the whole thing and created this co-working space for local entrepreneurs in the area, remote workers as well, just to give them a place to come together to not only get work done and have a professional address, but also to be able to collaborate with one another and know that we're not alone. Because a lot of times that can be a lonely type of situation. So that's how that came to be. And I wanted to show my girls, they're teenagers now, 5 years ago, I think I had one teenager, but I really wanted to show them that they could do anything that they wanted to do, regardless of circumstance or support or things like that. And so I sort of brought them along on the journey with me.
So what prompted you, Shannon, to take that course? You said it was a 7-week course?
Yes. A friend of mine was teaching it and she really wanted me to be in the class. And so she said, can you please come do this for me? See what you think, give me some feedback, things like that. So it was sort of her inaugural class that she was doing. And so that's why I took that.
Well, I guess that's a pretty good testimonial. You take the class when it's somebody who's test driving it, and lo and behold, you start a business.
Right.
So I would imagine you were not the last class she taught. I wish I could take that class. It sounds great.
Actually, it's taught all over the nation now, so you can look it up and find it. They teach it all over.
So you talked a little bit about a co-working space, and is that now kind of replacing where entrepreneurs used to go to Starbucks? Well, we used to all go to Starbucks once upon a time before the virus hit, remember? Yeah. Is this designed to replace going to the coffee shop and feeling forced to buy coffee for you to be able to work your business away from home?
Well, yeah. And like I've always loved to use this story. So every time I go into Starbucks, there's somebody there on a first date. And I can't help but to listen in and hear how it's going. So like sitting down and working at a Starbucks for me is like, there's 3-year-olds running around. There's somebody on a first date. There's students doing their thing. So you really get, a sense of community, yes, but you don't get that collaboration where you know that the people in the space are like-minded, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, we actually have a co-working space here that I work out of. And I now have moved from the co-working space up to an office. But I think that was the design here too, is that sometimes when you work for yourself, you don't have the benefits of coworkers to run ideas by. So far, this one here in Dixon is not really that busy. It's if you see another human in here, sometimes you're pretty shocked, but
right.
I can really see the benefit, especially, which is really interesting. And I want to go back to this, Shannon, because you were working full-time for somebody.
Right.
And then you went through a personal challenge. And then on top of all that, you start a business. So if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, well, I'd love to start a business, but I work full time and I got 3 kids. Okay. There's no excuse because Shannon has pulled it off, right?
Well, yeah. And it's not easy. It's not without its difficulties, but there's really a sense of that creativity, which is one of my gifts. One of my personality things is like, I love to create. I get so jazzed about that piece of my business, whether it's creating like a process or it's creating the vision board, like just that whole putting something together and making something out of nothing is just, it's spiritual.
Okay. No, that's great. Yeah. So let's go back. So now right now the co-working space is sort of this is your business, but on top of this business, you also facilitate vision board sessions, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about that. I want to talk about first, what in the world is a vision board?
Okay. So a vision board is really taking what's in your brain, like what you want in your life, and putting it in, as an image. Because our brain processes images differently than it processes words, right? So you can write down your goals and you can write down, what you want your life to look like. But that just, it's a different context than when you actually have pictures that you can imagine it and you can see it. Your brain does something different and processes it differently. So the vision boards that I have helped people create is I like to do four quadrants of the vision board, right? So you get a piece of poster board, just like the, when you were a kid and you had to make a science fair project. So you get the poster board, and I have four quadrants that I like to use, and that's relationships, time and money freedom, life's work, and health and wellness. And you don't have to do that. You can do words, you can do really anything that you want. But I like the four quadrants because we are a whole person, right? It's not just our business. It's not just our work in the world. It's really, what do we want our relationships to look like? What do we want our free time to look like? And especially right now that we have an abundance of free time because we're kind of being told we have to, you know, be in one place. We can really think about, gosh, what would I really love to do in that, you know, with that time? So, and then you just cut out magazines. In magazines, you cut out pictures that look like what it is you want, and put it in that quadrant and put some decoupage over it. And you have this beautiful vision board that you put it, keep in front of you. I tell all of my people, like, keep it in front of you every single day so that you can always be reminded of it and see it and know what you're working toward. And again, especially right now, it's so important because what are we working for? Like, what's happening in the world? So then how can we sit down right now and create a vision board, and we can go, okay, I've got something I can work toward. Like, I'm not just stopped, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to get through this. And how do I get through it better? Not just get through it, right? Be better after it.
Well, it seems to me that now is the time where if you had a personal vision, this would be great. Because right now, between where we are today in this picture of what we want to be in the future, suddenly everything got very bleak. And there's a lot of folks, entrepreneurs, especially small business. And, you know, of course, I don't like to date stamp our podcast, but we have to, because this is a very interesting time. You know, the government's going to help out small businesses and the big ones. Where there's not going to be help is for people like us, right? You know, kind of the solopreneurs, the people that, and it's like, wow, when we don't have customers, we don't eat.
That's right.
So it can be very scary. And, and you know, when you said we have lots of free time, there's a lot of people with cushy jobs that get to sit at their laptop and read email all day and get a full paycheck. Yeah, they do have free time. You and I, man, we got to figure out what's going on. So the vision, that I guess that should be the bait. We just keep looking for it, because right now things seem pretty dark, right?
Right. The thing is, though, and I was just listening to a sermon on this on Sunday, and he was talking about how we need to be better on the other side of it. So how do we take this? Because we're going to come out on the other side, right? We don't know what that's going to look like, but we are going to come out on the other side. And so if we've got something that we can look forward to and dream about, how much more so are we going to, you know, be willing to put in that work once things settle down a little bit to get to that vision?
No, I love that. You know, my wife is a retired financial advisor, and, you know, she says, because I'm looking at our portfolio, I'm like, holy cow, man, that's bad. And I'm almost 56. My goal is to stop my business around 60, and then, you know, we'll hang it up at 65 or whatever. But, like, my gosh, we've lost money. And she says, you know what, don't worry about it, because right now stocks are on sale.
Yep.
So, you know, this is the thing. You look for stocks to buy, and then when this improves, the portfolio theoretically comes out better on the other side. And I love the analogy here of saying, you know, if my vision's here, we've got downtime right now. What can we do so that when this does come back, we come out better on the other side? I think that's very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
you know, I'm thinking about the vision board. So I have to be honest, and I think I mentioned this to you when we first talked. I was working with a particular customer of ours, and they had a session going on in an adjoining training room. And I looked in there, I thought, man, you've got to be kidding me. Here's people with scissors and glue cutting out pictures out of magazines. And I thought, you know, I'm busting my tail with good content. And here's some trainer in here getting paid to make art projects. Right. And I didn't fully understand what a vision board was until I heard she's making vision boards. And I didn't ask any questions because I don't know the lady, but I'm really glad that we connected, because now I understand what was going on over there.
Right.
And now I will say that what they were doing is probably far more valuable than the stuff I was teaching right over next door. You've given us the four quadrants, Shannon. So Tell us now, okay, so now I've thought of my vision. I've now visualized it with the vision board. So you said look at it every day, but how do we actually use this strategically beyond just glancing at it and just re-verifying we're on the path?
Right. So the thing that I'm very focused on in the book and otherwise is, you know, what habits are you setting up for yourself and creating for yourself? That's going to get you closer to your vision, because you and I both know it's not like a one-time effort, right? It's a daily practice. And what we're doing daily is going to get us closer. And even if we can't see it, right. You know, they always talk about the overnight, millionaire or whatever. And they're like, yeah, overnight over the past 15 years, we just didn't see all the other stuff that they were doing. Right. So I'm very, you know, when I train and when I do the vision board retreats and workshops, I talk about, okay, what are you doing every single day that's going to get you closer to that? So like, for instance, you know, on my vision board is I want a strong relationship with my family, my brother, and my mom. And, so every Monday I have a conversation with my mom on my drive into work. And once a month I have lunch with my brother, you know, somewhere off site. And we've made that a ritual so that we can continue to foster that relationship. So it's things like that, you know, things that are not crazy and they're not above and beyond, but they're that consistent piece to the puzzle. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I don't mean to pry into your personal vision board, but so your brother and your mom, do they fit into, is it a family and
relationships? Yeah.
Relationships. Yeah. So do you have pictures of them or how is that depicted?
I just have pictures of, you know, family connection, really just being together. And I say in the book, because I've been single for 10 years. And so, you know, the thing that's always been on my vision board for the past 4 years is a romantic relationship. And so people have asked me about that. And I'm like, listen, I put it on there every single year. I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting that that's going to happen for me. So that's also something to keep in mind as you're creating the vision board is that you keep it on there, right? Even if you don't have it that year necessarily, just keep it on there because you're trusting the process. You're trusting that you are working toward that. And when the time is right, you will get that. And the same thing, I've had Greece, Santorini, Greece on my vision board for 4 years as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to go to Greece.
Well, you're not going to go anytime soon, but you'll get there eventually.
Right? Might be cheaper now after this whole thing, right? You're like, please come.
You know, like you're always looking at the bright side. That's good. Well, okay. So I'm going to get personal for a minute here. You said trust in the process. But I also hear you mention listening to a pastor. So if you're a person of faith, is trust in the process, like, would that be praying for it? Are those kind of intertwined? Because I know there may be some people on this show that are people of faith. They do church. Right. How does that weave into this?
So I really feel like trust in the process means like God is doing a work in me. I know that, right? Like so I'm trusting in that, the work that he's doing in me to have that relationship or to have the things on my vision board, right? The hard stuff that we go through, like right now, what we're going through, I mean, it's, you know, it's unprecedented. So having that faith and just trusting, okay, I'm trusting this process. I don't know why we're going through the process, but I'm going to trust it and the outcome. I'm going to trust, you know, that's what it's supposed to be, if you will.
Okay. So basically anybody has got to have some sort of force that they're going to rely on to help them on this journey. Because I guess if you're going to do this, you can't expect your vision board to come true in 2 months, right?
Right. Exactly.
It wouldn't really be a vision board, would it?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, and there's some things that you can sort of, you know, that when you go back and look at it the following year, you're like, oh yeah, I can check that one off, you know? And so you've got kind of, then you can have this new kind of vision. And I say, to stay loosely connected to your vision, because just like we couldn't have foreseen what's happening right now, there's stuff that you just can't foresee. So that's also part of trusting the process, right? Is okay, I didn't foresee this. I don't like it. I don't want it, but we're going to get through it and we're going to get what we, you know, we're going to get closer to what we want. Our vision, well, if you will.
It sounds like that's almost, in a way, you almost have an edge over people who have never really thought of a vision. And now they're in the middle of what looks to be almost a dead end to everything. But, you know, I guess if you have this, you know, there's a way, I guess, if there's a will, we want to borrow a platitude.
Yeah.
So along the lines there, you know, disappointments would it get to the point where you would almost say, okay, I'm going to take everything out of my health and wellness block, out of my vision board, and replace it with something else? I mean, could it be that drastic that you would just pivot on your vision board too?
Yeah, absolutely. And because if there's something that's overriding, I think, then that's going to be your main focus. So the whole like balance doesn't always work, right? Because at some point you're focused on one overarching goal or things that, you know, what you need to do. And then perhaps the next year or in the next few months, it shifts. It pivots a little bit. One of the trainers that I use for the vision board retreat, she loves her business that she has created. Her husband was diagnosed with cancer, and she always considered herself a workaholic, and she coveted her business. And all of a sudden that just shifted for her because now it's about her husband and taking care of him. So yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, you kind of have to be loosely bound to that, is because something's going to change, right? And you have to be able to make that pivot.
Okay. Well, we've talked about a vision board retreat. I've heard you mention it several times. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we come in and together create the vision board. The first night of the retreat, we create that vision board together. And just talk about the four quadrants. So I have my members, they come in with their written dreams, if you will. So they actually map out what they want in their four quadrants before they get to the retreat. So they have an idea of kind of what they're looking for. And so then we spend 4 hours just cutting out stuff in magazines and talking to each other about what our dreams are and kind of what we're looking for. And that's a huge connection right there, because people get excited about your dreams, right? And so that holds you accountable, number one. But number two, it gets other people excited about your dream, and you get to be excited about other people's dreams. So I think there's power in that. And then we come back for training for the next 2 days, and we do everything from systems and processes to finance. Are you familiar with Profit First?
Yes.
Mike Michalowicz?
Yes.
So we had one of his trainers come in and train us on Profit First. We had a branding and marketing expert come in to actually sit down with us, so we could have, so when we leave, right, we've got all the pieces that we need. And then we had a sales trainer as well. So when we leave with all the pieces that we need to grow.
Wow. That I had no idea. I figured, and I mean, this is my ignorance here, that we would sit in the board and we would kind of sit in circles and meditate and walk on the hot coals in our bare feet. But what you're telling me here is that not only are you going to put it together, you're going to get the tools to make it happen, which is where a lot of times I think people fall off. Like, okay, I'm all excited about my vision. I don't know how to get there, but boy, it would be great. But you're giving them the tools. That's beautiful.
And I'm having experts come in and give them the tools, right, that have done it. Mm-hmm. Like the Profit First, because I could tell you about Profit First, but like he's been trained with Mike Michalowicz, so he's able to bring that expertise to us. And then they have a professional that they can work with throughout the year to get them closer to where they want to be.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. So now do people come to you like from varied backgrounds? Do you open this up to the public? And when I get 15 people, I have a class, or I wouldn't imagine a corporation would sponsor something like this, because
yes, I've actually done it with a corporation where we did it with their sales team. So they created their individual vision boards, And, you know, some of them wanted to travel to China and travel here and there. So as a sales team, you can imagine how impactful that is, because now their sales trainer is going, hey, remember you wanted to go to China. So we got to work on these sales, right?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we did the team vision board. So what they wanted and what they wanted to map out for the year for the team. And that looked a lot different, obviously, because that was just about their goals as a team and what they wanted to do. So I actually have a map that I use to help them determine for the team, if you will, like a roadmap, if you will, to determine what their goals are going to be and what their mission statement for the year is. And then they create the vision board from that. And that was very impactful for that. It's an international firm that that did that. So, yeah.
Well, that's a great idea. I guess I didn't see it in that context. But are most of your vision board retreats just people that are getting together kind of from different backgrounds and come together as a community for a weekend?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And then do they stay together afterwards? Do you have them in sort of a cohort, or how does that work?
Yes. And they also can work with, so they can, we're in a cohort that's, you know, what are we working on this week? What's going well? What do we need to do better? And also they're working with their individual trainers that came in on what they needed specific help with. Right. So if it was Profit First, then they're working with that trainer. If it was Sales and Processes, they're working with those trainers.
Wow, that's great. And so are you the one, are you personally the one that helps them with the vision board? Or you mentioned you had a colleague that does it. Is that how that works? Is that, do you get involved with this directly?
I do the vision board itself. Okay. And then I also do, so after all the experts come in and do the training, then I come in and say, okay, what are the habits that we're going to set up for you for this coming year? Like, what do you need to do every single day? Okay. You need to go out and run for 30 minutes a day. Okay. When are we doing that? You know what I mean? So wow. I kind of get into the weeds after we've got all the experts and everything else in place.
Okay. So you're the one that kind of drives the accountability, it sounds.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah. So in your experience, do the people in the cohorts, does their trajectory, because I would guess after the weekend, they're probably on this high plane. They're all excited. I mean, do they get to the point where you start to lose a little bit of the energy and the enthusiasm? Does that happen? Because it's happened with me. I just want to know if that's normal or if I'm just lazy.
No. Well, of course it happens. And, you know, of course you hit roadblocks and you're like, well, I was going to go and exercise, but the kids got sick and I couldn't go. Okay. So when are you going tomorrow? You know,
you're mean, Shannon.
Maybe I've been told that.
Well, this is great. Well, I want to talk about the book, because you've written a book. It's called Manifest Your Vision with Grace, Gratitude, and Growth. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the book.
So the book is really, so a lot of my friends that have read it have said, oh my gosh, I can totally hear you saying this. So it's really taking you through the four quadrants of the vision board and helping you understand, not only how to set up the vision board. So that's the first part of the book, is how to set up the vision board. But then, okay, now that you've set it up, now what are you doing? So it's getting into the weeds, like we talked about, the accountability piece of it. It's kind of a workbook thing, so you can fill stuff in where they would be able to go, okay, I'm going to run 30 minutes a day. I'm going to, like, for life's work, I'm going to hire a professional photographer to do my branding photo shoots, you know, just kind of things like that, for them to be able to think about, okay, now I've created this vision board. Now I've got the accountability piece of it to go through and actually workbook out what I want to do.
Okay. So Manifest the Vision is the vision board. So tell me where, yes, grace, gratitude, and growth fit in.
So we have to give ourselves grace, right? Because we're going to mess up. We're going to cry. I don't know about you guys, but women anyway.
Yeah. I remember I cried once. Yeah. A long time ago. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to cry when I keep looking at my stock portfolio. Yeah. We'll be crying like crazy about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But just to give yourself grace in that you are growing, you are going to experience pains. You're not going to get it all right. So to just give yourself that grace of, okay, I'm okay, I'm doing this, and I'm doing well, kind of a thing. And then gratitude is one of my huge, this was one of my pivots 10 years ago, is, and I got this idea from Oprah Winfrey, but every single morning I write down 5 things I'm thankful for every day. And that has changed my mindset. It's changed my life. It's changed, you know, my household. And I'm so adamant about that because they're, especially God, right now, like it's sometimes hard to go, okay, what am I thankful for? Cause man, this is tough. But to just be able to sit down and go, oh, okay, well, I'm thankful for the extra hour that I got to sit with my college daughter on the couch because we're both home. You know what I mean? So that's been so impactful. And I really feel like it can change people's lives, and I've seen it happen. So I'm very adamant about that. And then the growth is just that we're constantly, especially when we're focused on our vision, we're constantly in growth mode. We're not sitting still. We're not letting life come to us, right? We're saying we're creating this life. So we have to grow to get there.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's the vision and the tools to get you there. It sounds like a really good package. Now I want to ask you one more question. It's maybe an odd question, but is this for women only, or are men allowed to do the vision boards and things like that?
It is not for women only. Like I say, when I did the corporation, there were men in the room and they looked at me like I had 5 heads. Mm-hmm. But once they got into it, they're like, oh yeah, I want to do this. And oh yeah, I want this kind of picture. So I think it takes a minute for guys to kind of get on board with it. But you guys are also visual beings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've always said that when in the context of men and women. So yeah. If you take that and you know, understand that you guys are visual beings, then it makes a lot of sense. And Jack Canfield is a big proponent of vision boards.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And maybe our pictures come from guns and ammo and maybe magazines like that.
Actually, maybe not you have that
Women's
magazine.
Day or something. Huh? Well, this has been great. Well, Shannon, this has been very enlightening. And I think what I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to get a copy of your book. But secondly, I think I'm going to start one too. I've been doing a lot of graphic facilitation work since I'm not traveling. And I think this would be a great way to visualize it. So maybe what I'll do is I'll share that on and tag you on social media if you're on there. But so how do we get a hold of you? First of all, where do we buy the book? Secondly, if a person's listening to this today and they want to go to a vision board retreat, how do they sign up? How do they connect with you?
So ShannonCarlton.com is a great way to connect with me. It has pretty much everything that I offer on that website. And the book is available on Amazon. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So those are all great. And LinkedIn, of course. All great ways to connect with me. And like I say, I love to do the vision board party for companies, and then bringing people in for the retreat. I think that's so impactful because of the other people in the room. Right. So it's not just the trainers. It's not just the vision board that you're getting, but you're getting collaboration and from all the people in the room who are fantastic because they're taking a weekend away to, you know, grow. So these are good people to be in the room with.
Well, and what my experience has been that family tends to want to keep it real and tell you what you can't do.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
How much better to be with a group of people who are all can do people. I don't see how you could fail at this, Shannon. It sounds just absolutely perfect.
Well, thank you.
Well, we've enjoyed having you on the show. This is, again, I don't like to date stamp podcasts, but this is a perfect time. And if you're listening to this podcast today and you're saying, boy, I really wish I could do this someday, why are you holding back? There is no excuse. Shannon did it with probably far more challenges than you. So you have no excuse. Shannon, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.